Healthcare in the Central Peninsula has certainly taken quantum leaps forward in the last 50 years, and now healthcare is actually a destination for people going places and doing things in Kenai. I'm Merle Sikorsky, and I'm over at the new opening of the Diabetes Center, and I'm talking with Anna Boatwell, who is with APRN. No, not Alaska Public Radio, but she's Alaska Practice. What's the acronym?
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse. So your advanced practice must be in diabetes.
It is. Thanks for coming by, Merrill.
Now, we have a whole center now specifically for diabetes. Is it that large a problem on the peninsula? And this is Crystal.
Hi, Merrill. Thank you for having us today. Yes, I'm Crystal Allen. I'm the registered nurse here, nurse educator at the Diabetes Center. And yes, so we find that about 1 in every 10 people has a diagnosis of diabetes in some form. About 10% of those, 5 to 10%, are type 1 diabetes, which is that autoimmune condition. And so the remaining 90% tend to be type 2 diabetes or diabetes of another form. And about 1/3 of Americans have prediabetes, and more than 80% of those don't even know it yet.
And what are the symptoms that we look for in telling whether we have diabetes or not?
Yeah, so diabetes can manifest itself with like frequent urination, thirst, hunger, and then fatigue, just not feeling yourself, being very tired, maybe some fruity breath odor or...
You know, that sounds like me all over the place.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know, those are symptoms that pretty much aren't necessarily, you wouldn't know that you have diabetes.
I think you're right, Meryl. Many people will come by their primary care provider and complain of nonspecific symptoms. So they'll usually get a blood test to kind of determine what might be going on. And that's often when they notice that there is a high blood sugar or an average blood sugar that indicates that they have diabetes with a measurement of a hemoglobin A1C test.
So it's something that our primary care provider in doing our annual checkup and so forth would indicate, and then he would refer to the center, and that's what the center is here for now, is to take referrals from anybody that is diagnosed with diabetes?
Yes, I think when patients seek annual wellness visits, they definitely get their screening done at that time. They may also know that they have genetic risk for diabetes, and they may have done a screening online or through the American Diabetes Association to see if they're at risk for diabetes. So they actually might come with that question. But once diagnosis of prediabetes or in diabetes is made, primary care providers will now have an option to refer patients to the Diabetes Center at Central Peninsula Hospital to get some education regarding their diagnosis, and so they'll get to ask all the questions and kind of learn what it's like to live with this condition.
So could I come to the center here for a checkup to find out if I have diabetes or not?
Well, we are a referral-based center, so we'd encourage you to discuss that with your primary care provider, or if you see another provider, a specialist, and want to get a referral from them, that's an option as well.
Okay, now things have changed with diabetes. You know, since I was a young guy, and you know, you had to have the injections and the needles and all of that stuff. It was really kind of a traumatic diagnosis. But here in the state of the art diabetes center, I've seen some things that are very sophisticated and very advanced. What is the treatment now if you are diagnosed with diabetes, Crystal?
Yeah, so I would still say that it is, I guess, rather traumatic for people. It is a new condition. It does take a lot of education to really get a grasp on what this condition is and what it means to you as a person, whether it's type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or even with pre-diabetes, just so you know kind of how to work toward mitigating those risk factors. But there is a lot of technology now. There are continuous glucose monitors that really make it a lot easier for people to just daily manage their condition. And then there's a lot of technology as far as connected insulin pens and insulin pumps now for people who are needing those multiple daily injections of insulin.
So if I was one of the people to be diagnosed, I can pretty much be confident of having a normal life given these new type of treatments and things and maybe live a typical longevity?
That's really the goal, is helping people to really have that experience of understanding their condition and not letting it get in the way of them living their lives.
Or maybe I'm just getting old. Could that be?
Meryl, you said it.
And you thought it. Anna Boatwell is the advanced practitioner at the Diabetes Center, and Crystal Allen is the registered nurse here. Two very fine people, very competent, and it behooves you to find out and have that annual checkup and to have this facility now at CPH. Right here on Katmai at the medical center is really a privilege, and it's nice to have a destination for medical care here on the Central Peninsula. I'm Ralph Sikorski over at the new Diabetes Center, returning you to that Stay Healthy sound of KSRM.